This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 243 for Friday, January 26th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continued to fall back on Friday morning due to pressure from declines in comparable oils. The March canola contract loses $7.10 at $616 per ton, and the May contract gives up $7.40 at $621 per ton. The Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed are pulling back. The Malaysian palm oil market remains closed for a holiday. Very slight declines in global crude oil prices are putting some additional pressure on vegetable oils. Sluggish canola exports remain an issue. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports of 34,600 tons for the week ending January 21st are virtually the same as the previous week. The year-to-date of 3.44 million tons is 1.36 million behind last year's pace. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday morning. The loonie improves to 74.33 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 74.1. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 100,000 tons of old crop soy meal to unknown destinations. Reports say Houthi attacks in the Red Sea are diverting more grain vessels. So far this month, 3.9 million tons of grain have been diverted from the Red Sea to around the Cape of Good Hope. Normally about 7 million tons of grain per month go through the Red Sea. China is set to speak with its ally Iran, which backs the Houthi rebels, about reining in the attacks. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange ups its call on Argentina soybeans and corn. Soybean rise 2.5 million tons at 52.5 million. Corn is up 1.5 million tons at 55 million. Also, the exchange lowers Argentina soybeans to 44% good to excellent and the corn down to 41% good to excellent. While Argentina is forecast to remain hot and dry for next week, the northern two-thirds of Brazil are to get rain. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The March contract retreats 9 cents at $12.14 per bushel. March soy oil sheds almost 2/10 of a cent at 46.38 cents per pound. March soy meal loses $2.90 at $355.30 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its March contract down 5.5 cents at $4.46 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with its March contract shedding 2 cents at $3.63. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, with Chicago March dropping 16.5 cents at $5.96. Kansas City March falls 12 cents at $6.25. And Minneapolis March is down 8 cents at $7.01. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, January 26th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.